97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. Biggest show in America right now. Dancing with the Stars. Louis Van Amstel is on the phone. Louis, how you doing, brother?
I am doing really, really good, considering it's really early in L.A.
And I definitely appreciate you getting up early for us. This season, you're with Margaret Cho, and you've run the gamut as far as the partners that you've had. You've had Lisa Rinna, you've had Priscilla Presley, Kelly Osbourne, along with a bunch of others. You get Margaret Cho. She's not in the musical thing. She's a comedian. And then you have your first week where you tried to do something a little out of the box. She tried to do a little something more with it than just dance. And things look kind of shaky for you on week one.
They sure did. Yes. But then again, and then we got creamed by the judges. You know what? I mean, yes, we have Viennese Waltz, but if you put Freddie Mercury, Queen, We Are the Champions in the mix, you can't really do a very traditional Viennese Waltz. But you know what? I just love the fact that she dares to go outside the box, and then she listens. And then last night, we did something completely different for Margaret Cho. Just dancing, no gimmicks, just having fun. And she did awesome.
And you know what? That's funny because I like Margaret Cho. Her stand-up, the thing with stand-ups, it was the same thing that I felt about David Hasselhoff. Every time I see them, they're always on. You know what I'm saying? They always have the game face on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's different about Margaret Cho, though. As a person, she's really quiet. She's really shy. Very humble. I was very surprised because comedians are always on. But she is really working hard. You know, she's saying it live. I am going to show a different side, and it's a very different experience for her. But she's loving every minute of it.
And I'll tell you what, it's working out for her because the difference between week one and week two in Margaret Cho was phenomenal. And the fact that you, and I saw it, you said, no, don't do the face, just be you. And I thought that was great.
Thank you. Well, she's taking it on board and she's listening.
It's Louis Van Amstel, Dancing with the Stars, Mondays and Tuesdays on ABC. DancingWithLouis.com is the website. As far as how soon do you start choreographing for the next week? Like, have you already planned out kind of what you're going to do with the dance for next week?
All the couples get their music on Sunday. So pretty much last Sunday, we were still in Napa Valley for Margaret's tour. And we started week three, even though we don't know if we make it. But if you have a partner, if I have a partner like Margaret who has never danced before, never seen the gym before, I got to take all the time I can to already teach her a little bit of the following week. So, yes, we did. And I'm really excited about our dance. I'm really excited about next week.
Now,
we just have to make it through.
Absolutely. Now, I think you're going to be fine because I think Michael Bolton with the whole gas mask and, you know, him just coming off very, very poorly. It's surprising to see you. Everybody has an idea of in their mind of how people are going to be. And sometimes it lives up to it and sometimes it doesn't. And Michael Bolton really hasn't lived up to that at all. In fact, it's been a real big disappointment. And I think, and then he comes out and has a poor performance. I honestly think he's going to be going home tonight. When it comes to song selection and stuff like that, do you get to pick the song or is the song dictated to you? You're going to do this dance to this song. Here, go choreograph it.
Yes, that's pretty much how it happens. You can, of course, give the production a list of music that you would like, but you never know if you're going to get it. And in my case, we are just being given the music. But again, Margaret, she is so involved. She gave ABC, I think, about 100 songs, and that's quite unique. Normally, it's like, oh, we'll give you 5 or 6 songs, and she gave them a whole list of songs. She's so into this. It's unbelievable. So far, she's gotten all the songs that she likes. But which of the 100 we get, I have no idea.
That's right, because it has to go through rights and clearances, and you can't use every song, and you got to get permission, and there's a whole big legal thing that somebody in ABC some intern at ABC is scrambling to do on a weekly basis.
Yeah, it's horrible. When you think, oh, I love this song, then the writers of that song are creating a problem, or the artist is creating a problem. And sometimes you think it will never clear, and then it clears.
It's Luis Van Amstel, Dancing with the Stars, Monday and Tuesdays on ABC, dancingwithluis.com. You've been doing this for so long, and you've encountered so many celebrities, and you've been so successful on the dancing circuit. Who have you been, oh my God, I just met blank?
That's a good question. I met Ellen DeGeneres, and I love her. And she's a dream partner of mine. I would love to have her on the show. And I don't know, but when I met her, I just love this woman. So when I did meet her, finally, I was really happy.
It's Luis Van Amstel, Dancing with the Stars on ABC. Okay, we're in the finals. Final three couples. It's you and Margaret Cho, and who are the other two?
Well, first of all, I'd love to be that one couple. I think if I look through Margaret's heart, I think that would be, I would say, Rick Fox and Kurt Warner.
Really? Yeah.
I think she would like to have two big guys on her left and her right, and she will eat them up.
Wow, that's fantastic. Luis Van Amstel, Dancing with the Stars on ABC. Before you go, it's the quick six. Six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, okay?
Okay.
All right. What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Oh, gosh, it's so cheesy, but The Prince of Tides.
Favorite toy as a child?
Oh, gosh. Favorite toy? Oh, that's not an easy one. I didn't have a lot of toys. My ping pong table.
Nice. What's the last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Sean Kingston.
You're at the bar. What's your drink of choice?
Because it's low calories, sugar-free Red Bull and vodka.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Butt.
Favorite toy as an adult?
That's a trick question. No. Favorite toy as a... nothing coming to mind. Jenga.
Luis Van Amstel, Dancing with the Stars on ABC. The website, dancingwithluis.com. Dude, thank you so much for the time, and good luck this season. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Big Papa. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Good luck this season. Going to take a break. Come back. It's Big Papa in the morning on KISS FM.